podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, on both of those. BillDeCine.com, right here in Leechburg, Pennsylvania, with our two red lights. AltRockRadio.ca recently moved to Hamilton, Toronto, Canada. RootRootRadio.com on the West Coast in San Diego on the beaches. Across the pond in Birmingham, United Kingdom, XRPRadio.co.uk. I'm sure I forgot somebody. We'll figure it out later. My name is Bill. This is episode number 543 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Brad Abbott. What's up, Brad?
What's going on, Bill?
Not too much. Couple days away from a mini vacation.
Yes, that's always a plus.
You know, where I'll sit at my house like I normally do.
Well, like all of us have been doing for the pretty much this entire year.
Yeah, it's been over 8 months at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
2 weeks. That's what they told me. It was March 13th. They said we'll be back in school in 2 weeks. We came back at the end of August.
And only kind of.
Well, we are 5 days a week in person. Okay. Although we have been starting to, some kids have been moving to do the online distance learning thing.
Right.
Which makes teaching difficult.
I can only imagine, dude.
I was trying to teach Spanish today and half the class was in the room with me and the other half was on Zoom. It wasn't working out well.
Well, I mean, I know for me, like, I couldn't pay attention when I was in person with a teacher. So if you add a screen to that, it's game over. I'm failing everything. Again, it's just being real.
I was writing on the whiteboard in Spanish and trying to tilt my screen on my laptop so the kids could read it. I'm like, this is just.
Yeah. Oh. More power to you, though, man. Thank you, you know, for powering through, and you know, you're helping the future of the country. So that's a really awesome thing that you do.
Thank you. I want it to go back to normal.
yeah, we all do, man. But you know, we're caught in between, you know, being safe and wanting to get out and live, and you know, it's we got these two worlds kind of colliding right now, and you know, we're all kind of going crazy over it.
I feel like we're probably headed back towards a lockdown, which
seems like
which consisted of me teaching hands-on science from my kitchen table.
I can make a mess too.
We were talking off the air. March of 2019 was the last time you were on. Since then, I got a single from you called Arson, which I played on the last episode. And then a few moments ago, I downloaded your is it How Are You? Is that the title of the album?
That's the title of the album. Yes, sir.
And I know that when we talked last, you had some things going on. You had kind of your own video blog thing going on, but I think it kind of slid out.
Yeah, I was hosting that series at the Keynote Cafe. It was called The Independent Revolution, where I kind of interviewed bands briefly before they played a set of live music. And when the Keynote Cafe kind of fell out, or not fell out, but, you know, kind of rode off into the sunset, that was kind of the end of that, you know? And, you know, I did go on to host open mics at Bellaterra and some other places too. But nowhere that really worked in the same way. And I've still kind of been trying to search for that too. And then COVID happened and kind of put everything on a halt. But I'd like to get back to doing something just like that, maybe even with a longer interview. And, you know, just kind of trying to shed some light on this local talent that we have in the area, you know, I kind of, just like you do. I wouldn't be able to shine as much of a light and do it as well, obviously, but I would definitely like to, you know, supplement it and have some fun doing it. And, you know, I like all these musicians here and I miss it a lot.
If I often thought, and this would be the first time I'm putting this out there, that I should buy a bar and call it the Pennsylvania Rock Show and just host it from the bar.
That'd be pretty wicked.
It would, but I don't know that the wife would go along with that so much.
I see. Yeah, sometimes they balance us out a lot because we got these big dreams. And like, hey, dreams are expensive. And you got to stop dreaming and it sucks.
Although the last thing that I told her I was thinking about doing, she didn't polecat, so that might happen.
Well, that's a plus.
And it kind of helps the scene too. So, but I don't want to throw it out there yet, just in case.
Well, I'm excited to see what it is when you do, man. You got me on pins and needles now.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, I'm excited to hear about it.
Jonna from First Angel Media knows because we had the conversation yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But, so if she's listening, she's going, I know.
Hi, John.
All right, Brad. This is my long-running joke that I attempted to make not a joke the other day, but I still haven't heard from him. Anytime I'm on YouTube, no matter what I start with, within a couple videos, I end up with Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. No matter what. I could look up how to make boiled chicken and I'll be watching the Foo Fighters.
Oh wow.
So
that's those suggestions coming through from YouTube.
Yeah, it always goes back to the Foo Fighters. So my question for you is, who's your Dave Grohl? And by that I mean, if you watch those videos, they're almost always about him bringing somebody up on stage and letting them play with them.
Yes.
So who would you like to go on stage with?
Who would I like to go on stage with?
Yep.
Oh, probably Guster. And I don't think that answer will ever change. I think they came up in our last podcast that we did together.
Yeah, I asked it differently.
such a huge influence of mine between like the way that they're mostly acoustic and the way that they write songs. Like it seems like as a songwriter, it sounds to me like they start instrumentally kind of and then something comes to them and they write from there. Like I just get that vibe from pretty much all of their songs, and that's something that really speaks to me a lot because it's the way I do things. And I love Guster between their two voices, and they're just a great A band. So I think I'd have a lot of fun on stage with them, and they're nuts.
If you were going to meet your musical hero, but you were only allowed to ask that person one question, who would you be meeting and what question would you ask them?
It would probably be Elton John. It would definitely be Elton John. I don't really have any idea of what I'd ask him. I'd probably just want to know what it was like coming up through such a crazy time period, like, you know, like late 70s and then into the 80s and how everything kind of just went crazy there. And I think it would be an interesting story to hear because I know he was nuts back in the day, too.
I didn't really get into Elton John. Like I wouldn't turn it off if it came on the radio, but it's not something that I go looking for.
Right. See, I got out of him a lot. Like I started with Elton John, like kindergarten. Like that's when I found out who Elton John was. Cause he had the song at the end of The Lion King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Well, that's it, dude.
Wait a minute. What year were you in kindergarten?
Yeah. Well, my grandparents took me on a trip down to Florida when I was that age, and we had the cassette tape with that on it. And I just kept saying, play it again. So they had to rewind this, you know, analog-ass cassette tape just so I could keep hearing that song. But anyway, as I got older.
Wait, you were in kindergarten like 1994?
97? Or 6 or 7? I don't know exactly.
Hey, well, it was June of 94 is when Lion King came out. So okay. 96 or 97, man.
Yeah. I was still old.
Dude, I was in college. You feel old.
I know. That's why I said sorry. But yeah, something every day makes me feel old.
What has been your favorite venue to play at?
That's an easy one for me, actually. Lately, it's been Bellaterra, between having the outside stage that's absolutely beautiful. And then when we moved in early November to the inside stage, you got this nice wine barrel backdrop behind you. And, you know, you shine some nice dim purple light on that, and it just really has a good vibe. And, you know, a lot of people have been coming out there lately because it's one of the things that's still going on. And so when you get that room, you know, socially distanced, full of other people.
That's right.
And it's a really good environment in there. You know, you really get yourself into it, and it feels good. I love playing out there.
Where is that located at?
They call it New Stanton because everyone's familiar with New Stanton, but it's actually Hunker, which is like right next to New Stanton, but it's right in that area, Westmoreland County.
I drive past both of those exits on my way to work.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's right off of the exit there. You know, so
off the Hunker exit?
Yeah, right off the Hunker.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun out there, man. I host an open mic out there. It's normally the first and third Wednesday of every month, but with holidays and COVID, the schedule's been getting a little bit distorted. But we, you know, we're working around that. We have a Facebook group now, so that keeps everyone up to date with schedule changes. There's also an advanced sign up that we do on the Facebook group, and we'll do photo dumps after the events and stuff, and people will share, you know, videos of people playing songs or pictures and such and whatnot. So,
what's the name of, is that an open group? Like anybody can pop in and get involved?
It's an open group. I do get member requests that I have to approve, so I'll look into that, but it's an open group. Anyone can see what's posted in it. And it's facebook.com/groups/openmic@BTV. How do you spell that venue? Okay. So Bellaterra Vineyards, Bella Terra Vineyards.
Yeah, I believe that's Italian, Christina.
Yeah.
And I believe it means beautiful earth.
Beautiful. I thought it was beautiful lands, but I could be wrong.
It could be.
Bellaterra could certainly be beautiful. I don't know. I'm not very well versed.
You're probably right. It's, you know.
I probably shouldn't have said anything. I probably should have been like, yep, that's it. So I actually have no idea.
I had two semesters of Italian, so.
Okay.
My translation could be a little off.
Then. I'd say yours is probably it.
Since Christina's hanging out, we'll ask one of her questions. You're in trouble now. Do you want the newer one or the older one? I'll let you choose.
Let's do the newer one.
All right. So our newer question is, who's your favorite singer, drummer, bassist, guitarist?
All in one?
Nope.
Okay, good. All right. Favorite singer is going to be Dan Lais. He's from Augustana. He's got a great voice. Favorite bassist, I'm going to cop out and go Nikki Six because I know his name. All right. Favorite guitarist, John Mayer, easily. Also a pretty good competitor for favorite singer too, but definitely favorite guitarist. What else is in there? Singer, drummer, bassist, guitarist.
I think that was all of them.
Was that all of them?
Okay. I mean, you could add other instruments if you want.
Well, piano, Elton John. I got to throw the Elton John out there. And Bernie Taupin as a songwriter, too. Bernie Taupin wrote most of Elton John's work, and Elton John did the piano end of it. So lyrically, Bernie Taupin, awesome.
Hey, so I kind of misled you. I'm asking the other question, too. You just picked the order.
Yeah, we just picked which one went first.
All right. So her other question is, if they were going to put you in a cartoon series, which series would you join? You know, kind of like Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo. And which character would they base you on?
Being someone that doesn't watch any TV is tough. The last time I watched TV, my favorite cartoon was Futurama.
Okay.
So I don't know. I feel like I'd be kind of a Fry kind of dude. You know, he's just, you know, going through, just on autopilot, just trying not to get into any trouble, but always managing to screw something up along the way. I feel like that's a pretty accurate representation of what I do.
Well, they kind of threw him into the future, didn't give him any information, said, here, live.
Right.
Which is kind of what we're doing now.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing, if you think about it, yeah.
See, I'm a little worried because Christina is going to be on the Christmas Day episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Okay.
Which obviously we're going to pre-record, but we're doing it differently. We're going to play Christmas music. So if you have any original Christmas music, make sure you send it my way. And she is going to interview me.
Oh.
So we'll see where that goes.
I think that'll be really cool. I'll definitely be tuning into that one. It'll be cool to, you know, learn more about the interviewer or interviewee, however that works.
Do you think with the current landscape in the music business being digital, that CDs and vinyl still have a place?
I think vinyl found its place kind of recently in like the hardcore collectors market or like the super fan market. CDs have been going down for a long time, and CDs will never be the original thing, which was vinyl, which is why I think those are going to be the ones that are, you know, in the recycle bin. I actually did something with the new album because of this. I said it was going to be pre-order only if you wanted a CD. Cause you know, CDs just, they sit there. Like I've got so many copies of Indestructible and Memories just because people really aren't too interested in buying them because they can get you for free on Spotify and everywhere. You know, which I get, cause I use it too. You know, as much as you hear musicians complaining about how low they pay. Yeah. But at the same time, when I come home and I want to hear one song, I'm going on Spotify.
Yep.
Don't shoot me, but you know, so. Yeah,
hey, just so you know, this show is available on Spotify too.
yeah. Well, to me, you pretty much have to be because everybody is. So if you want to get out to as many people as possible, that's what you got. You got to do that. You have to get everywhere that anyone would want to listen to your music. You got to make it convenient for them. So,
so this kind of leads into some things that I have going on right now. I don't know if you saw me posting about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions.
I did not. I missed that. Right.
So HBO has this marketing company that was going out and talking to podcasts, trying to get them to help promote things that they have going on. So I helped them promote the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stream that they did. And in return, I have 10 Hall of Fame limited edition posters sitting over there on the couch and 10 DVD copies of the Doobie Brothers Live at the Beacon Hotel that I need to give away. So, you want one? I can hook you up.
that's really cool, man. But no, I think it's awesome that you're giving them away to people. That's sweet.
And then I got two more emails from the same company, and I don't want to give that stuff away because it hasn't gone the whole way through yet. But I could have two more sets of prizes to give away from this marketing company, and it's really simple. I mentioned what they have going on. Both on the podcast and on social media, and they sent me stuff to give away. It's a win-win, I think.
Absolutely. Especially when it's cool stuff like that. Like as a collector, I collect a little bit of vinyl, a lot of CDs, and way too many video games, but I like having something in my hand like that. And that's
here. I'm going to whisper just to you. Ready? There might be some vinyl in the next one.
Okay. That's wicked cool, man. I'm into that.
Nobody heard that though. So Gene Simmons, he comes up a lot. I'm a Kiss fan.
Okay.
Recently I've been asking about him saying that the rock music business is dead, but we're going to go a different route with this one. Gene Simmons is known to take anything and put the Kiss logo on it and sell it.
Yeah.
If you were going to pick one odd thing to put your Brad Abbott logo on and try and promote yourself, I mean, like think way outside the box, like there's a Kiss coffin and Kiss condoms. And
oh, well, it'd be pretty cool to be on a condom.
No. You just, not only did you just say that, but it got recorded.
It is what it is, man. Dude, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of something like way outside the box. Like, I don't want to say something boring like a lighter, but you know, lighter makes sense.
What made me think of this is I can see my son sitting over there and he has his shoe propped up, you know, and the shoe endorsements. The things that pop into my head.
If I may ask, how old is your son?
He is 12.
Okay, okay. Gonna shy away from the condom thing.
He can't hear you. Headphones.
Cool. Awesome. But yeah, to answer your question more accurately, I have no idea at all. Maybe a shift knob. I'd put my logo on a shift knob, you know, for your car.
Yeah.
Drive down the road, banging gears. Brad Abbott. That's stupid. But it's weird and odd.
It is.
That box.
All right. So let's get back to the album for a moment. Brad Abbott, How Are You, released on the 13th of November, which is Brad's 28th birthday, if you missed that. I got that all right, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the single off that album that we're going to be playing is called Vivian. Who's Vivian?
Vivian is, well, nobody, actually. It's a made-up character. But in the song, it's a catfish. Are you familiar with the catfish?
Like the MTV catfish show?
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, okay. So basically somebody uses someone else's picture, pretends to be that person, and then they go online and people talk to them thinking that they're this very attractive person, when in reality, they're usually just not. So they fall in love with this person and whatever, and find out later on down the line that they're not at all who they thought they were. So that's the premise of the Vivian song. It kind of came out of nowhere. I was playing a line one day on my guitar, and I kind of started coming up with a melody, and the first word that popped into my head with that melody was Vivian, and then it went from there. So that's the story of Vivian.
All right, so someone just popped the question up in the comments, but we're going to hold off, and I'll ask it to you when we come back. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to Vivian by Brad Abbott off of the How Are You album recently released. We'll be right back.
so blind. How could you lead a second life? Waste my time on Vivian. You stole my heart. Oh, Vivian. You stole my heart. You stole my heart.
I felt it, cold feet, they melted. That music, tantalizing, can't refuse it. I'm fantasizing. That first kiss, electric. That first sex, the best shit.
That was Vivian off of How Are You, Brad Abbott's newly released album. We probably listened to another song, but I didn't do my homework, so I don't know what song I'm playing, so deal with it. When you read the show notes, it'll tell you who was played. Before I forget, I do want to mention, I have this kind of sponsorship thing going that I don't normally do, but it's a cool thing, and a guy asked me if I'd be willing in exchange for him sharing my stuff. So not really sponsorship, just a let's help each other out, I guess. He owns a company called Wolf's Customs, and what they do is refinish guitars and instruments. And they have this thing, they do custom art on them, or they do this thing called hollow flash, which is really, really cool. It's kind of like a multicolor, like if you would dump oil in water and then shine the brightest light you know at it and see it reflect back, okay, kind of like that. That's a weird way to describe it, but that's kind of what it looks like.
That sounds really neat. I'll have to look at that.
His website is wolfscustoms.online. But I did have a question pop up, and we're going to bring that up right off the bat. Nolan Allen says, Brad, I miss you, buddy. What's your favorite song to play live?
Right now it's Long Nights. Yeah, it's a really upbeat tune, and I just really like playing that one. And especially like in the summertime at Bellaterra, everyone can kind of relate to it because we're out there. It's, you know, starting to get dark, and you know, you just bust out this song about enjoying a summer night, and it's a fun one.
Is that one of yours, or is it?
Yeah, that's an original off of the new album. Favorite nice. Cover would be a whole other thing. I actually didn't really think of the question in that manner.
Well, that's where I was headed with it. That's why I asked.
Yeah, if we were to do favorite cover, I just recently started doing Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. That's a fun one to do too. You know, it has that little hammer on lick in there, and I like playing that one a lot.
That's wow. I'm trying to think when that came out.
Late 90s, I want to say. Yeah, it was like 98 or 99. I could be wrong on that.
No, you're probably right in the ballpark, because right around the time I started doing this show is when I really stopped listening to stuff on the radio, and I know that song. So
I got you.
I really do it head first. If I'm listening to music, either my wife is playing something on the Alexa, or I'm listening to local music. You mentioned Nikki Sixx earlier. And Motley Crue was one of the oddest concerts I ever saw. And then I went and saw them again. But and then my wife told me she would never go see them again. But both of those stories have been told on the show. What was the oddest show that you've ever been to? And it could be one you played at or one that you bought a ticket to.
Trying to think of something that happened that was actually odd. No big shows that I went to, like to go see a band that's going to draw a couple thousand people, was ever really weird. So
go to Carnival of Sins.
No, I didn't. I did play this one really odd festival one time. I'm not going to mention any names, but the promoter was just really weird, and there was three people there. There were a lot of rides, but there was nobody riding them. It was just a really weird experience. You know, the promoter had like this weird clown makeup thing going on, and I'm just like, I don't know about this, dude. I guess
the promoter was wearing clown makeup. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Well, promoter's kind of a loose term. He's the one who reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to play at this, you know, carnival or whatever fair or community days kind of deal? I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. And you know, it just, he wasn't really a promoter per se, but he got me and a couple other musicians together. The other musicians were pretty cool. But yeah, it was just a really weird kind of vibe. No one really knew what they were doing. The sound guy definitely was not a sound guy. It's just like just one of those kind of deals. Have you ever been to one of those?
I have. So yeah, I may have ran one of those.
It happens. I've ran a couple of those in my day too. I actually did some booking back in like 2015 where, you know, I did all right, but I wasn't the greatest. I didn't have the greatest business model. And, you know, I was just kind of worried about making money so I could buy a real sound system. And then I just sucked. But since then I got better, you know, being a person and a musician and, you know, kind of progressed a long way from that. But we all have our thing, you know, we learn.
Rockstar. See that movie before?
I have not. I missed that one.
Wow. Yeah, see, you are young.
Much.
All right. So the movie Rockstar is loosely based on Tim Ripper Owens joining Judas Priest.
Okay.
And he was in a tribute band, and Halford was quitting, and they brought him in, tried him out, and he did a couple albums with them, and then Halford came back. But Judas Priest and Tim will both tell you that it's not really about them, because they kind of strayed from the story and there's arguments between them. And anyway, if you were in a tribute band and that situation came up, what band would you be joining?
Oh, you, man, you ask some tough ones. I like that though. Good curveballs. What band would I be joining if I was now? The situation is what again? The dude,
he was in a Judas Priest tribute band.
Okay.
Rob Halford said he was quitting, and they tried out a bunch of people, and the lead singer of the tribute band ended up taking Rob's place.
Okay. So if I was in a tribute band and then the singer of the band I was tributing to quit that band.
Yeah.
I had to join it. Oh man. I want to repeat Guster again, but I want to not do that. Yeah, probably Guster. Yeah, Guster. It's going to be Guster. Yeah, I can't get away from them, dude. They're just so good, and they have so many albums.
Hey, sticking with the movie thing, I promise I'll give you the premise. So the movie Almost Famous, familiar with that one?
I am loosely familiar with Almost Famous, not because I've watched it, but because a coworker, hello, Randy, really, really wants me to watch it.
All right, so I won't give it all away, but there's a kid doing a freelance article. I think it was for Rolling Stone, and it's like his tryout article, and they send him out with this band, and he's supposed to write about what's going on, and it turns out not being what he expected.
And, I've seen like some preview clips of it.
Yeah. But if you were going out as the first time writer for an article, which band would you want to follow around and write a review about?
Okay.
Can't say Guster again.
No, I'm not. Guster's banned from the rest of this episode, even though I love them. Kings of Leon. I feel like they'd be a good one, you know, because I hear they can get a little rowdy. And I like that. I like to watch the stuff go down. You know, if stuff's going down, I want to be able to be like, hey, I survived that, and I didn't get scratched.
This one's Back to the Future. So you get in that DeLorean, and you go back, and while you're there, you know, you have to stay away from your family, right? Because you know, you mess up the time-space continuum. But you can follow any band for a year while you're there and learn from them. Which band would you want to learn from?
Led Zeppelin. Complex. And, you know, kind of into the psychedelic kind of thing. You know, I would love to experience that whole different culture. So I would definitely think learning from Zeppelin would be a pretty cool thing.
Let's see. I wonder if Christina's still out there. Christina, you have a new question I can ask? Let's see if she responds. Are you familiar with Christina?
I don't know her personally, no.
Okay, so Christina is the lead singer of the band The Shadow Event.
Okay.
Which I play from time to time. Can't really describe their sound, and I'm allowed to get away with that because that's what they say if you ask them what they play. Can't describe, but it's awesome. So make sure you check them out.
I will, for sure.
She's still here because she just responded. Great question. See if she comes up with something for you. Be scared.
I will cower.
She wants to know what your favorite show that you played at. What was your favorite show that you played?
Favorite show. Okay.
That's Nolan. That's not Christina. That's Nolan.
Oh, Nolan. My man Nolan's back. All right, cool. I'm super glad Nolan's here. Nolan's a super awesome dude. So favorite show that I ever played at? All the keynote ones kind of blend together as one, and I'm saying that in a good way. So I can't really pinpoint them, but I have so many fond memories just playing shows at that building. That I got to go with just any given keynote show, especially having lost that place, I would do anything to go back to that stage, like as the keynote, and, you know, just play there one more time, just because that place really did mean a lot to me. It's hard to explain, but yeah, like every time I, you know, go past the original location of the keynote, like which has been torn down, like the newer location of the keynote became a youth church, or a youth focused church, I should say. But the original location is just a big empty lot. And it's like, man, you know, there's two locations where I have memories at in here in my hometown that aren't there anymore, you know, and it's just, it was such, the keynote was a huge part of my life. You know, it's one of the things I looked forward to all the time. So, and I can probably speak with for a lot of local musicians when I say that too, especially in the Westmoreland County area, you know, a lot of us got our start there. So.
Hey, so Christina did come up with a question. What kind of food would you be with your music style?
Oh, so I'm really calm, and there's a lot of variety, or at least I like to think there's a lot of variety. I'm like a taco. Sometimes I'm spicy, other times I can be mild, and sometimes I fall apart.
That was quick, and I feel like it was an on point answer too. That, I'm really worried for Christmas. It didn't take her long to come up with that question either. She's probably been writing them down.
Oh man, that's too bad. It's Monday. I could have been like, Taco Tuesday.
All right, so we're kind of pushing the time limit of my. Of how long I need you to speak with me, but I'm going to ask you two more questions and then I'll edit it down and make it all work.
Okay.
What's coming up for Brad Abbott?
So I'm doing a lot more on YouTube now. I'm planning to be releasing videos every week. So there's two series that I'm doing. I'm doing one called Song Stories. That's the new one that hasn't started yet. And I'm doing one called Gear Stories. I've done about 8 episodes of Gear Stories now. So Gear Stories, I take musical instruments or music stuff. Like I'm going to be doing one on a vehicle here pretty soon because it's an awesome gig rig that fits everything. So anything related to music, I'll do a review of and I tell the story of. So with guitars, I talk about where I got them, what stages they've seen, what albums I've recorded with them. I actually brought Steve Hawk on the program. He talked about his Ibanez guitar. That was a lot of fun. So that's what Gear Stories is. Song Stories is going to do kind of the same thing except with songs. So I'm going to tell what the song's written about, when it was written, you know, kind of the place that the writer was at, you know, different things like that, and kind of go more in depth and then demo. And in that case, it'll be playing the song instead of, you know, showing off the specifications of a guitar or whatnot. And, you know, then I'm going to add some more from there, you know, do a couple more video series. I want to do live stuff at least once a month. And that'll be one of the weekly things will be a live show for YouTube. You know, so YouTube's going to be a big one coming up.
I recently came across a show called Grubs with Chubbs, which is Chris Bell from Skies of Terra. He's the lead singer. And what he does is he brings a guest in. They do live stream it to YouTube and Facebook. And they have 4 different weird foods. And they eat it and react to it.
Okay.
And they mentioned a show called The Hot Ones, which is hot sauces and chicken wings, right?
Yes.
So I've been trying to figure out what I could do to with the Pennsylvania Rock Show that kind of involves that. So what I might do is invite Chris on and make him eat weird food while I interview him. But
by weird food, like what are we talking? Like scorpions or like?
Oh yeah, oh, scorpions, no. Grasshoppers, black olive paste.
Look, I've never not had fun talking to you or being on one of your shows, but I guess I don't want to be on that one. That's good.
They've eaten some just weird stuff. And you'll have to check it out. He does it every Friday.
I will. Yeah, that sounds good. As long as it's not going in my mouth, that's great.
Oh, clearly, and this isn't really the last question, but they can find you at bradabbottmusic.com.
Yes.
And where else can they find you?
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. All of them have the same handle. It's at Brad Abbott Music. Same for my YouTube, too. It's also at Brad Abbott Music. That's pretty much it. I'm also, the new album is on Spotify and Apple Music and such, you know, all those major streaming things that's available everywhere, pretty much. Would you suggest? Wait, what? I'm reading this and I'm confused. We have this
confused. Oh, Christina, yeah. Christina, you missed his. Yeah.
In the end of this one.
Christina, you missed it. His birthday is only 6 days before us, so he is also a Scorpio. Christina and I have the same birthday.
Very cool. Yeah, Scorpio for the win.
All right. Final question.
All right, man.
On the hot ones, they do the final dab. The sauce is called the final dab, and it's like 2 million Scoville or something. But I looked up Frank's Red Hot because that's about the level I can do, and at this point in my life I have to Tums it, and it's like 450 and they're doing 2 million. Like, no. I will say though, if you've ever watched Gordon Ramsay, any of his shows.
Yeah, Kitchen Nightmares is a good one, especially when it's uncensored.
Well, he was on the Hot Ones, and it was not uncensored, and he did not like any of it.
I feel like I might have seen that. If not, I'm going to have to make sure I've seen that, because Gordon Ramsay, he's got that like British accent going, and then he's just so blunt, like he doesn't care. He pulls no punches, and the combination of those two things really gets me laughing. So.
I was laughing a lot. I also feel like anyone that he ever yelled at was feeling redemption.
Yeah, I don't care how, like, if I ever owned a restaurant, I don't care how bad I was failing, he'd be like not on my list of people to call. I don't like crying at all.
How, like, you mentioned, and this will be the last question, you mentioned that Vivian just kind of came to you.
Uh-huh.
Is that how it usually works, or is it like when I looked at Aiden's shoe, I came up with the question about endorsements? Or do you like, is there, you have to think it out, or does it just click one time?
Every song's a little bit different. The way I write usually starts on guitar, and I'll record like a guitar line into my phone and just play that back until I start writing lyrics down to it. Sometimes it comes a little easier. Sometimes I'll hit a chord with a guitar and I'll like establish a rhythm, and then I'm already into writing lyrics and I'll sit down and just write a song. Vivian was one of those ones. Those are the best. You know, if you ask me, the ones that kind of write themselves. But yeah, every song's kind of different. I usually start with guitar and then go to vocals. But there have been times where I've started with a title. I wrote a song for Sour Loon called Land of Kings. Bernie in Sour Loon kind of does this kind of singing sort of deal where he doesn't actually know the words to the song, but he's up there making noises with his mouth to the rhythm. And the only thing he actually wrote down for that song, or not wrote down, but said that was an actual word, was Land of Kings. So I went in and wrote lyrics based off of that. And that was one of those songs that, you know, was written by the title. But yeah, a lot of times they'll just kind of flow. Vivian was a lucky one like that.
Okay. So before we go riding off into the sunset, I do want to mention the upcoming shows. Royal Honey on December 4th. Joel Miller, the author of Memoir of a Roadie, which is an excellent book. You can get it on Amazon. I started reading Friday night at like 10:30. I fell asleep reading it. I woke up and finished the book at 2:30-ish on Saturday, and it's like 500 pages. It was awesome.
You actually told me a little bit about that one last time we talked.
Then Robert Wagner on the 18th. Christina Santavica from the Shadow Event will be doing the Christmas special where it's reversed. She's going to ask me questions. And I don't know if you caught that she just made that one up about food and music off the top of her head.
I'm a taco.
Parabellum, who just released a track. I think it's I Die Alone is the name of it. I played it recently. I get lots of music. I think it's I Die Alone. After the Fall on the 8th of January, Corners of Sanctuary on the 15th, and January 22nd is the Rust Project. If you would like to be on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, you can drop me a line through Facebook by going to facebook.com/buildthescene, or you can drop me an email, bill@buildthescene.com, bill@parockshow.com. Either one of those will get you to me. Brad, I do want to thank you for coming on.
Oh, dude, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
No problem. We'll do it again. So this has been episode number 543 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Up next, you're going to hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. When you hear John, the American Hell, Jack Lane, come in and tell you about subscribing, you'll know that the show has ended, and you will be returned back to the regularly scheduled playlist of whatever station you're listening to us on. We will catch you next week.
The room, push through the crowd to get to you. Girl, I've been waiting all night. Outside the air is cool here, but I'll keep you warm, my dear. Let's get away from all these lights. Our lips locked before we're in the door. You know I really want more. I'm undressing you with my eyes, 'cause your skin is soft to the touch. You make so much, don't keep me waiting all night. 'Cause I wanna feel what's underneath it all. So pretty girl, come on and walk along. Come home with me tonight. Then if you stay till the next day, then we'll do it all night. So get a little closer and forget your problems. I'll show you what it's like. 'Cause girl, I'll make you feel like you're in heaven tonight. Your problems, I'll show you what it's like. 'Cause girl, I'll make you feel like you're in heaven. And I want you looking up at me, lying on your back. I want you screaming my name, girl, don't hold anything back. I wanna see your clothes scattered on my floor. I want you moving to the like. 'Cause girl, I'll make you feel like you're in heaven. So pretty girl, come on and walk along. Come home with me tonight. And if you stay till the next day, then we'll do it all night. So get a little closer and forget your problems. I'll show you what it's like. 'Cause girl, I'll make you feel like you're in heaven. Girl, I'll make you feel like you're in. Feel like you're in heaven.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.